Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Whitetail season.
It's O'Neill Outside. On News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Black Powder headquarters at the Bojangles Studio, high in the mountains of North Georgia. O'Neill Outside presents Real Tree Radio. Welcome to a brand new snowy, cold, unused Saturday morning. Welcome to the program, everyone. Yes, indeed. I feel great. I hope you guys do, too. We've got a lot of things to talk about this morning. A full slate for the next 2 hours. Politics have been set aside, and we're talking about outdoors and involving the outdoors, hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, and spending time with your family. We have a lot of things to do in the first hour, and we hope that you will join us. It's my pleasure to invite you to watch O'Neill Outside Television on Fox Sports Southeast, Fox Sports Florida, Fox Sports Arizona, The Pursuit Channel, and a whole long laundry list of video on demand like The Hunt Channel. Well, we could do the whole list, but we won't. Today, we are in the show. We are visiting one of the premier shooting facilities in the country, probably the shooting facility in the country. It's called the Governor's Gun Club, and it's located in Kennesaw, Georgia. It's an indoor five-stand skeet, trap, pistol, rifle range, and it's one of a kind in North America. It's called the Kennesaw, in Kennesaw, it's called the Governor's Gun Club. You should visit, and we're going to visit that in the television show this weekend. So we have a lot of things to do. We want to read some Zach Brown questions. We have a lot of things to give away, the radio prize package. And I would like to know from you so far, how is the deer season? How has it progressed? Are you surprised? Have you been surprised? What have you bagged? How many times have you been? Been to some exotic places? In any case, call O'Neill, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Or outside the Atlanta calling area, 800-972-8255. The SB Nation Radio Network nationally. This is O'Neill. First break coming up, and we'll be back. You're listening to the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the country, and we welcome your involvement in the program. Whether you're in Sacramento or Los Angeles or Dallas, Houston, Austin, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, all over the country, the Sports Broadcast Radio Network carries O'Neill Outside, and east of the Mississippi River, WSB signal covers it all. We'll talk to Don in a moment, but first of all, I want to tell you, remind you, if you will, that you can get my book signed and personally signed and autographed by going to O'Neill Outside webpage and order it there. I'll sign it and personalize it. It's a book called O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way. Makes an excellent Christmas gift. It's not the great American novel. It's just my observations of the people and the places that I've met, and I describe those to you over the period of the book. I hope you'll enjoy it. So we have some questions to handle, but first of all, here's our old buddy Don, and Don is calling from
Ocean Isle, North Carolina.
Where you sounding good, pal? How are you, and how's the fishing over there?
Well, you know, it's this normally this time of year, we're sitting around tying rigs, and whilst we get all those finished, we talk about all the great trips we made for the past summer. But now we're fishing for trout.
Oh, boy.
Year before last, the big trout moved in. I've never seen so many big trout in all my life. Mm-hmm. And now we're catching just abundance of the smaller trout.
Okay.
A few keepers, but for the most part, they're 10, 12, and 12 inches along in there.
Well, let me interrupt you just for a minute. So people that aren't experienced in this, we don't want to understand. When you say trout, we're not talking brown trout, rainbow trout, brook trout. We're talking speckled or spotted weak fish or sea trout, aren't we?
We are. And okay. They're edible too. You know, they're very good table fare too. So.
Yeah, you bet they are.
Yes, sir.
What's the off the Carolina coast there? What's the limit on speckled trout?
I got 5 this year.
Okay, 5.
And they got to be 12 inches, and
right.
And we never did keep anything in that neighborhood. We were always up in the 14-15 inch bracket before we ever kept any of them anyway. So
you bet.
But there's just an abundance of them here, and the our brown shrimp never moved in this summer. The ocean water was too cold for them.
Okay.
But the white shrimp has moved in great abundance. The old North Carolina jumbo shrimp are here again. So.
Well, you know, when Gail and I love shrimp, and when Gail and I purchase shrimp, and this is just a personal preference. We don't buy the shrimp because of the stories we hear about. We don't buy shrimp from Asia or Thailand or someplace like that. We always buy the fresh caught or wild caught from the Gulf or from the Carolina coast.
We get our shrimp. I get my shrimp from a local shrimper, and they come off the boat, and I take the heads off myself. So.
Oh, yeah, there you are.
I'm almost sure they're fresh.
I'll bet they are. Yeah, you bet.
The only way they could be any fresher is me go out on the boat with him and cook while we're there, you know. So.
I was asking about your limit on trout because you've heard me ad nauseum talk so much about going down to Cajun Vista Lodge and fishing down there out of New Orleans for trout. The limit down there is 25.
Wow. That's unreal.
That's probably the down below New Orleans there where at Barataria where the Mississippi River dumps in and has been for the last 60 million years. That is so fertile and has so many fish in it that, you go out with 3 people to a boat or 4 people to a boat, by lunchtime you bring in 25 trout per person.
Wow, that's unreal.
If you want, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, we're catching some trout now. Whenever after about 8 or 10, I always look up and see if there's any gumbo around. You know,
there you go. Well, are you looking
love
forward
show,
to?
Love you and Gail. It's been a great year.
And, yes, it has.
Merry Christmas to the both of you, and look forward to that next book coming out with some tidbits about some of the tricks you've picked up over the years.
Well, I will tell you that. I'll entice you with the following. One of the chapters in the new book, and it'll be out in a couple of 3 months, one of the chapters in the book describes the callers to the radio show.
Wow.
And I bet there's a guy in there from Ocean Isle, North Carolina.
How about that? And he might even have some more flounder to bring to you up on the mountainside.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, that flounder, it's out of sight.
Yep.
Absolutely out of sight. Well, thanks for calling, Don. Say hello to your family for me, sir.
Will do, and then same for you and Gail.
Thanks, Don. See you soon, pal.
Bye-bye.
There you go. All right, 17:18 after the hour. When we come back at 25, we'll have the radio prize package question. Right now, I need to tell you that this program is brought to you by Hayes Auto Dealerships, CVA, Realtree, Striplings, QDMA, Tufty Shed, Pennington, Zach Brown Knives, Thoroughgood Boots, the Governor's Gun Club, Horsetown, Cherokee County Toyota, and the Snellville Heating and Air. And in that connection of you guys around the Atlanta area, at Cherokee County Toyota and Horsetown stores, here's Gail Williams walking in here. Hey, good morning. You can go to those two places, Horsetown, they have 3 locations, and also Cherokee County Toyota. There's some O'Neill Outside Hats, and I've signed the hats, and you don't have to buy anything. You don't have to go for a test drive. You don't have to do anything. Just walk into Horsetown or Cherokee County Toyota, and you can pick up a hat. Free. Just say, hey, I'd like to have a hat, and you got it. So, all right, it's 19 after the hour. We've got to be out of here in a couple of minutes. And I'm going to read some of the questions from the Zach Brown guest book at O'Neill Outside. Go to the homepage. You'll see right there on the homepage the Zach Brown guest book. And the first one I'm going to read is a demo for taking children hunting or fishing. I'm going to read the letter and I'll make a point. My name is Evie, and I'm 10 years old, and she goes hunting with her dad. And she says, my dad took me hunting, and we saw five deer, a baby mouse, a huge anthill, a red-tailed hawk, and I ate a whole bag of cheesy popcorn and some Chex Mix. What is my point? You don't have to kill anything. You don't have to catch a 20-pound largemouth. Just go, okay? It'll be you and her, you and him, you and the family, you and the grandson, you whatever. It will work for you, and it'll work for them. Just go. There's nothing like the outdoors for it to be one-on-one. And take lots of photos, and it'll last forever. And it's a fond, fond memory. I'll bet most of you guys and girls who have been in the outdoors hunting and fishing, I'll just bet you remember those trips fondly. Okay, when we get back, I have more letters to read for you. And at 22 after the hour, we will have the radio prize package. Because Woman Williams is here, and she can help me with that, with a radio prize package. If you'd like to call the program and involve yourself, it's 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta calling area. And outside, across the United States, it's 800-972-8255. 800-972-8255. It translates to WSB Talk. T-A-L-K. I hope to hear from you. Radio prize package and letters from the Zach Brown guest book when we return.
Hand in hand, somewhere down on the sand. Just
while we have a chance here, welcome back. This is O'Neill. Woman Williams has entered the studio here. And so we're going to jump right in and have the radio prize package question. And then we'll have some of the Zach Brown letters to O'Neill. And so if Woman Williams is ready, we'll have the rules and the radio prize package question and the prizes themselves. So here she is.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You must be 18 years old or older to win the prize package. If you've won one in the last year, let's let somebody else win this one. And that consists of a $10 gift card to Bojangles Whitetail Institute DVD about producing trophy whitetails. Everybody mm-hmm. wants to do that. Voucher for one Swaggerty Farms product, a Georgia DNR hat, Regulations magazine, keychain, and Game Check wallet keeper, a Realtree hat and decal combo, a data sport forecaster and moon phase clock, the latest edition of Angler magazine, latest edition of Dude magazine, two cans of Fisher's Choice baits, two packages of Bug Band wipes and Bug Band wristband, mm-hmm. a Thunder Chicken by Captain Mark Noble.
Okay.
And Thorogood boots hat.
Yes.
There you go.
It's quite a list. And there's a, it's written on there, Swaggerty's.
I did say.
Oh, you just, you said
one Swaggerty's. Voucher for Swaggerty's. I thought
okay.
I did.
All right. Here is the question. And again, the questions are designed for people who listen to the show. So the only way you would know this is if you are probably a frequent listener to the radio show. And the question is, Travis Johnson, our grandson and partner in the show, and a whitetail guide out in Texas, just is moved to a new home. In what city does he now live? I told you that a couple of weeks ago, so I hope you were listening and we'll get that question out there. Okay. Where am I? Oh, okay. At the Zach Brown Guestbook at O'NeillOutside.com, if you'll visit there and ask a question, make an observation about the program or some such, then if we use your question on the television show, Zach Brown will send you a Jackal black and tan knife. They're made in Peachtree City, Georgia, and they're very expensive, and they last a lifetime. These are treasures, these knives. So leave a question, leave an observation, and I'm going to read some of those now and answer them. The first one is from J.D. Matthews, and he's from Sylvania, Georgia, and he says he reads a lot of articles about the moon phases and their effect on deer activity. I'm from the camp that says the moon phases do have an effect on deer. What do you think about it? Well, the moon phase activity affects us all. Plants, animals, me, you, whether you're deer hunting or not. Moon phase, the effect of that affects us all. It affects our activities. Yeah, so the answer is yes. However, I think probably Mr. Matthews is talking about rutting activity and the staging of the rut, the timing of the rut. It has nothing to do with it. The rut is from the effect of the declining number of hours of daylight on that particular species of deer, and so consequently, it has no effect on that type of activity. The telephone numbers for you to answer the question are 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. What is the city in which Travis bought his new home? I wouldn't make it difficult.
And I think you might have.
I made it difficult. Okay.
All right.
We have an answer already, Jason?
Yes, we do.
We have an answer already. All right. It takes care of that. One more question before we get to that from Brian Coleman, Zach Brown question from London, Arkansas. All right, he says, during the rut, will a buck breed more than one doe? Yes, he will, but it's not like he walks into a food plot and nails 5 or 10 at a time. No, the whitetail activity is such that he will be accepted by a doe, and he will remain with her as long as she accepts him, which may be 24 to 36 hours. So part of what you don't see when deer activity during the rut seems to diminish, it's because the does are hooked up in the tall grass or in the woods with a doe. The buck is. So if they're not ceasing their breeding activity, they are breeding. They're just being, they're tied up, so to speak. Maybe that's the wrong term.
Maybe they're busy. Being private.
Yeah, they're in private. So basically, at QDMA, Quality Deer Management Association, in my discussions with them, basically what on your property, on your deer lease, whether no matter where it is in the country, then what basically is that the buck, a buck, will only reproduce himself. Sometimes he'll father two does, sometimes he'll father two bucks, but for those to get to maturity, he only replaces himself. All right, the question is, in what city does Travis now live? And we're going to talk now to David. And David is calling from where, David?
Canton.
Canton, Georgia. All right, David.
Yes,
David, where is it that Travis now lives? What city?
Sweetwater, Oklahoma.
Sweetwater, Oklahoma is correct. How did you know that?
I listen to you almost every Saturday.
There you are. And it worked out for you fine. You got a nice prize package. I presume we have all the information as to where to send it, do we not? And you bet. I appreciate you participating in the program, David. It worked out for you fine today, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
You bet. All right, you can go back to sleep now.
I'm at work.
Good for you. It's nice to have a job and a paycheck.
Yes, sir.
Mighty fine. David, thanks for participating, and it worked out well.
Thank you.
Have a great holiday season, pal. I'll see you soon. Hey, it's 32 after the hour, and here's our old buddy Milton Crabapple. Good morning, Milton.
O'Neill.
Yes, sir.
Milton Crabapple.
Yes, sir. Milton, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing this morning?
Lovely. Feeling great.
I'll tell you something. It's pouring down rain at my place.
Oh, yeah, it is up here, too.
Cold and nasty, too. It's a good time to sit by the fire or the wood stove.
That's Yeah, I have a wood stove down here in fireplace insert. Yes, sir, and I got it going.
Ship a saucer full of hot coffee.
Yeah.
You know, I went to my nephew's church last week.
Uh-huh.
I don't like to visit new churches very much.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Well, on account of you just get used to one, you know, sitting in the same place and the same folks and everything. And
right.
You go to a new one, you don't know nobody, and feel a little out of place sometimes.
I guess you can.
But I went to his, I'll tell you, it was one of them big, big formal churches, too.
Oh.
Hundreds of people in that thing.
Oh, my goodness.
One like my church.
Oh.
I go to one of them real little small hellfire and brimstone churches.
Oh, boy.
You know, Mount St. Helens Baptist Church. And, you know, we get pretty wild. We get to shouting in there and jumping around, you know.
I see. I
Folks
bet.
Have a hard time getting still when they get filled with the Spirit.
Oh, yes.
But we went to that big formal church, and I was sitting there, and the preacher said something I agree with, and I just shouted out, "Hallelujah."
Oh, boy.
Well, everybody in the church turned around there and started staring at me.
Oh, no kidding.
A few minutes later, he said something else, and I said, "Hallelujah." Well, this usher come walking down the aisle and leaned over there to me. He said, "You can't make noise in church like that. You're disturbing everybody."
Oh, I see. It's too bad.
I said, "Well, I found religion." He said, "Well, you didn't find it in here. Now keep quiet."
I don't think you're going to go back there, are you?
I don't think I'm going to go back to that church. No,
no,
sir.
I guess not. You can't be fully involved, huh?
No,
the
sir.
Mount St. Helens Church?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's one of them churches where they believe in baptize first and ask questions later.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you got involved over there. You need to go back to your church or something.
You know, I wanted to pass along a little deer hunting tip, if I could, this week.
Please
I
do.
Like to kind of pass along some tips during deer season.
Please do.
Now, you, every week, it seems like you're talking, somebody calls and they're talking about this rut and when the deers breed.
Yes, sir.
But now, I'll tell you something you can do, because I know people that do this.
Uh-huh.
Most people won't do it because they won't take the time to do it.
Okay.
But you can, wherever you hunt, you can just have your biologist stop by your deer camp. He'll be glad to stop by and talk with you anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And when you kill a doe, now, if you kill a doe later in the season, you can examine that doe, and there's probably going to be a little fetus in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't know what a fetus is, that's a little baby deer.
Right.
But they'll show you exactly how to tell how old it is.
Oh.
Now, I got a fella in his club, you know, they say their deer goes into the rut. Oh, they go into the rut in November, beginning of December. That's when everybody piles in there to hunt that place.
Mm-hmm.
But that biologist showed nearly every one of the does they examined, them things was bred right in the beginning of October.
I see. So that's the different rut dates.
Yes, sir.
How about
so you can tell how old them things are, and then you know when they got bred, you know when the buck was with the doe.
That's a great tip, Milton.
And them biologists would be happy to do that for you. It don't take but a minute.
Yeah. I got to go to a break here, but let me tell you, that's a good tip, Milton, and I appreciate you calling and telling us about that. And we'll discuss it again more later, I'll bet you.
I got to go to a break, too. Had too much coffee. I'll talk to you later.
I'll see you, Milton. We'll be back. Welcome back. We love to give away stuff here at O'Neill Outside. First of all, the telephone number, should you like to join us, 404-872-8255. 0750 or 800-972-8255. We are on live on Facebook right now, and I wish I could show this to you. I got one of these big, what is that, almost a quart tumbler? A great big tumbler. I got it from Realtree.
It's from Realtree
Grizzly. It's a half a quart. It's huge.
Oh, you can't see it next to your shirt.
I'll bet you that thing probably cost, if you were to buy that, I bet it cost you $50.
Yeah, well, move your hands away from the bottom. Yeah, see, now you can see how big it is.
See how big it is?
That's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. So the first caller, Realtree sent me this, and I'd like to give it away. It'd be a great Christmas present for you, but I'll give it away to the first caller from Columbus, Georgia, the home of Realtree. But whomever, you can't lie about it, because I'm going to send it to Columbus anyway, to an address in Columbus. Anybody, the first caller to Columbus, Georgia, I'll get this nice Realtree tumbler. It's by Grizzly Coolers. Grizzly makes it. It's really nice. Okay, and the call screener knows that. All right, right now, before we get further away, can we talk now to Jim? Let's talk to Jim. This is O'Neill on O'Neill Outside. Jim, welcome to the program.
Good morning, young man. How you doing?
Outstanding.
I tell you what, it's nice to know that your thoroughbred lady is there with you this morning.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome, and you deserve much more. I tell you, y'all make a wonderful couple.
Well, thank you
very much. We've been married now for
53 years.
53 years.
And don't it seem just like yesterday, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, it does.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you. The 24th day of this past month we had, I took another nice eight-pointer, one of the biggest in weight size, because you told me to stay in all day and get out there in the wind, and it was. And
really? Tell me about what you did. What did you change? Or what did you do that resulted in this prize?
Well, basically, it's like what you have told us about your relationship with Roscoe Reams. Mm-hmm. And patience kills turkeys, deer, and other animal game that you're after.
Absolutely.
We had a little problem that weren't able to get out there real early that morning. There was an emergency that came up. We took care of that, but we got out there later in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Got my friend set up in his shooting house, and I went down to mine. I had this one of the fastest ones I've ever had, O'Neill. It was probably 20 minutes later, I noticed some twinkling through the bushes, mm-hmm. and it was his antlers. Well, about 23 minutes later, he sticks his nose on the west side of the logging road up and goes to Winden, mm-hmm. and then he drops his head down. He came through, but I watched his actions very carefully, and there was two does that he come through. I call those my live decoys that walked
through. Exactly right.
And he come in there, and of course they'd made a little circle and turn around, and they went right back going east. Mm-hmm. Well, he came in that way, and like you and several other pros that hunt and have introduced us to hunting and given us some more information to help us be more successful, I whistled at him the first time. He didn't hear it. The second time, I got louder, and he stopped, and he turned and looked in the direction of where the whistle came from. And I was able to take my shot, and it was lethal, and he went maybe 15 yards, and that was it. Mm-hmm. But I noticed his body language. He was not in a hurry. He was just at a real steady walking gait.
Good for you.
But yet he was intent on following the scent. And that, you know, you pick up different things from what you tell us to watch for and what we're able to look and see. But he did three high old silvers and went down. I wished I could have had that on camera. I mean, it just knocked my socks off to watch it. I mean, it was a show and a half. But
oh, that's wonderful. But, you take a lot of good photos?
Yes, sir, I did. I really did. And mm-hmm. The he we put him on there. The processor's not that far, so we took him to the processor and put him on the scale.
Uh-huh.
On the hoof, he weighed 191 pounds and 8 ounces.
Wow.
One of the biggest deers I've ever shot, and he was an 8-point. He wasn't mm-hmm. a wide rack, but he had long, tall times, mm-hmm. like I call, it was out even with the ears, but it's what I call maybe a basket rack or a basketball
right.
rack or whatever, but his longest time was about 12 inches long, so I was well pleased.
You sure, and your strategy worked.
Well, no, your strategy worked when you told me about 6 or 7 years ago to get up off the couch
yep.
that I had not built a drive-through for them to come in. They weren't coming to me. I had to go
exactly
to them.
Right.
And I've hunted in the wind ever since, and it has really worked. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate it and how much I appreciate your wife and also Travis. Y'all all do just a heck of a job, and I really appreciate what y'all do for us. Because
well, you're very, very kind to call, and I accept your congratulations and your thanks. And what a fabulous experience you had.
Yes, sir, it was. I really appreciate
what
it, and
fabulous,
thank you very much.
Fabulous experience, yes, indeed. Thank you for taking the time to call. You have a successful season, and I think I hope that other people will call now and give us a little report on their successful season, what worked, what didn't work. Now, in your case right there, it followed exactly what we've said so many times, hunt where the does are because he's looking for them too.
Yes, sir, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct.
He's correct. He's looking for the does. Hey, thanks for calling, Jim.
Yes, sir. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
You bet. I'll see you. Have a great, if I don't hear talk to you, you have a terrific holiday season. It's 47 after the hour, 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. Remember, the first caller from Columbus, Georgia, will win the Realtree Grizzly Insulated Fishing Tumbler. Drinking tumbler. I wish I could keep this one. I can't. I have
can't
to give
keep
this away.
One.
They Realtree sent it to me to give away for somebody for Christmas.
Oh.
I'll have to call and see if I can get one. I sure would like to have one.
Sure is big.
Huh?
I said it sure is big.
Yeah, that's a good thing. 48 after the hour. Let's see now. Here's a Zach Brown question from Justin Voorhees in Fort Benning, Georgia. I want to get my son his first firearm to hunt deer and hogs. What age, in your opinion, is the best age to buy their first firearm? My son is 11 years old. That's going to be determined by maybe what you test out at the range. A big gun might be too much. A smaller caliber might be just right. A .223, but it has, his comfort level has to be established on the range. Okay, because he can't be frightened of the gun. But I'm gonna digress for a moment for you and for others. The most fun to get a youngster hunting is squirrel hunting. Deer hunting is a bore. That's just deer shooting. A deer hunt is a bore. Get a single-shot 410 shotgun and go to the woods, and I'll bet you end up shooting a limit of squirrels, and you get to see lots of game, and you don't have to be quiet, and you can talk about it, and if you are quiet just for about 10 minutes, you'll see the squirrels running all around the limbs, and it's great fun. Hunting is not just deer, but I will tell you, hog hunting is more fun than deer hunting, too. Do you have something on Facebook for us?
No.
Okay.
Nobody likes me.
Let's see here.
Kinda
it's 49
like
after, pardon me?
Nobody likes me, kind of like you.
Yep. Well, I can't help it. I'm set in my ways. Let's talk to, I'm still looking for a call from Columbus, but right now let's talk to Eric. Where is Eric calling from, Eric?
Eric's calling from just outside of Atlanta. I'm a truck driver. I'm headed east on I-20 and headed home, and I listen to your show every Saturday morning. Just wanted to let you know how much I enjoy it. You're very informative. I grew up hunting all my life. I live in North Carolina, like I said, and grew up squirrel hunting, just like you were talking about, quail hunting, and eventually deer hunting, and just want to let you know how much we enjoy you, O'Neill.
Well, very kind to call. Thank you so much. If you listen to the program and you learn something from me or some of the callers, then it's worthwhile.
Yes, sir. Oh, every time. Just I grew up hunting. Like I said, we had to change some of our ways because we were encroached upon growth as far as housing developments and things. Yeah. So we've had to change up over the years, but we still like to hunt.
Good deal. Hey, be safe.
Yes, sir. Sure will. Thank you, O'Neill.
If I don't hear from you, then have a great holiday, will you please?
Yes, sir. You do the same, my friend.
You bet. There you go. And let's see if it's 51 after the hour. Here's a question from Sutton. We'll get to it quickly at 51 after the hour. Good morning, Sutton.
Hey, O'Neill, how you this morning?
Good. What's your question, sir?
I went hunting down to Cedar Creek Management Area Thursday, and I found a fresh scrape on the edge of a cutover and some hardwoods. That was kind of odd to me this time of year. But I was just going to ask you what you thought about that. And also on about the Hunter's Moon back in October, down from Fresh Air Barbecue, I found a 10-point run over dead.
Oh, my goodness. That's too bad.
140 class.
Oh,
yeah,
my
I'll hang
goodness.
Up and let you talk.
Yeah, a 140, that's too bad. That's a shame. That is why the white-tailed deer is the most dangerous animal in the United States, because he spends a lot of time out in the road getting hit by cars and trucks. Your question about that scrape, I wish you could have seen the deer that did it. It could have been a fork horn.
It may have been. It was two foot around scrape, and it had a deer hoof print in the middle of it.
Yeah, a lot of times scrapes can get really big because it's a community scrape. It wasn't done by one buck. It could have been 10 bucks in a row that came in and did that. It's hard to say about the scrapes and rubs, but you know something? That's his signal. He's there, and you can't tell how big a deer did it unless you saw him do it.
Yeah, I just thought that was kind of odd for this late in the season, but I guess not. I guess they do it.
Well, he could have been laid up with a doe for the last 24 hours or 36 hours. Then he wakes up and says, "Okay, you're done. I'm going to go get me another one." You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I was going to ask you. You have a good weekend now.
You bet. Thanks for calling, my good friend. Have a good weekend. This is O'Neill, 54 after the hour coming up. More of your calls and more outdoors when we return. 57 after the hour. I'm still trying to give away this Real Tree tumbler for the first caller from Columbus, Georgia. I'll give this tumbler away. I bet the thing costs 50 bucks.
Somebody better wake up.
Wake up, Columbus. That's the home of Real Tree, for goodness sake. Okay, now let's talk to, here's an interesting caller. Here's Peggy, and she's calling O'Neill Outside. Good morning, Peggy.
Hi, O'Neill.
Hi.
I'm surprised I'm calling, but I like your show. If I'm awake, I listen to it. And a gentleman talked about shooting a deer just about 10, 15 minutes ago, and he said that the deer did two or three, Ohio Silver. Yeah, what is that? What do they do?
Well, when a deer is spooked or shot at, his first movement are leaps and bounds. He just doesn't start running. A dog may just start running, okay? Mm-hmm. A deer doesn't do that. He bounds away. He leaps in big leaping movements. And some people call that Ohio Silver.
Oh, I see.
How about
that? And I have another question.
Okay.
Where could my son doesn't hunt, but he loves to fish, and he's in his 50s and just turned 50. And I would like to give him a knife for fishing for Christmas. Where can I get the knives that you've been talking about?
The knives? You can order the best knives are the ones that I've ever found are from Zac Brown, Z-A-C Brown. Zac Brown. Z-A-C, and then you can order them on the internet at ZacBrown.com.
Okay.
And that'll be a knife. I got to go now, but that'll be a knife that he will keep forever.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate
you bet.
It.
Okay. You bet. Have a great. You bet. I hope you have a great holiday season. Oh, I cut her off, didn't I? I'm sorry. Well, this is O'Neill. I got to go. Now, another hour of outdoors headed your way. Why don't you stay right there? We'll give away the tumbler and a whole bunch of stuff. There you are.
WSBB-FM Doraville, a Cox Media Group station. This is Atlanta's 20.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.